the nature of Kaddish, right? Nusach Hagra. And we, last time we were discussing whether it's Ba'alma Divra Chirusei or Kirusei. Right, so he brought a proof from one of the thing we say when we take out the Torah, Allah Kol Yizkadah, right? So there it says, the world he created according to his will and the will of Bnei Yisrael. How was the world created according to the will of Bnei Yisrael? Right? But, I think the minhag is to say that just on Shabbos. Okay. Anyway, all right. So, but when if you hear Kirusei or Chirusei, you'll know it. One is the Vilna Gaon, right? And if they Bilma Divra Kirusei Yamlich Machusei Bechay. Right, Bilma Divra Kirusei. But it shouldn't be Bilmadi Bechusei V'yamlich Machusei and stop there. And stop Bilmadi Bechusei V'yamlich Machusei V'chaychem V'chon V'chaychem. Right? Because the words mean the world he created according to his will, right? May he rule, may his Malchus be apparent in your lifetime. Right? B'chaychem V'chon, in your days and your years. Okay, all right. So you see, some of I've taught that. You see, some of the guys who daven here have the middle doing that. Okay, look at the bottom of the page. It says Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. You see that? Right. That's based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Ches, pasuk Chav Gimel. It says v'Yiskadilti v'Yiskadishti ha'amor b'mlechemes Gog u'Magog she'az Yiskadel Shemo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uchsiv b'Zecharia, b'yom ha'hu, yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Right? And we say at the end of Aleinu. So the Gemara in Pesachim asks, Ato ha'id na'alav echad hu? God isn't one today, he'll only be one in that day. Right? So the pshat is, in that day he'll be recognized as the one God by all. Okay, the Gemara gives a different drash, is that in this world, God's name is not one. It's spelled one way and it's pronounced another way. But Bayom Hahu, he's telling us something that he doesn't even explain, is that Zechariah Perek Yudalad, where this pasuk comes from, is also about Mechemes Gog u'Magog. Right? In fact, it's the very next Daf Torah we'll be saying. This coming Thursday, it's Daf Torah, the first day of Sukkot.
There's a connection between Sukkot.
And that's why on 2 days later, on Shabbat, we're going to read Mechemes Gog u'Magog. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right? So obviously Sukkot is this, the only two places in Tanakh that discuss this war, right, are both Haftorahs 2 days apart. I mean, this year it's 2 days apart. Sometimes we don't do the Haftorah of Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos if the first day of Sukkos is Shabbos. But anyway, so in these two, God's place will be, you know, it will be Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Okay, that's assuming these words are Hebrew. Shemei Rabbah be'olmod divrachus. That doesn't sound Hebrew to me. Right? Should these words behave like Hebrew or should they behave like Aramaic? So obviously the Gra thinks that they should behave like Hebrew.
And everybody else thinks they're Aramaic. It's Yiskadal v'Yiskadash.
Right, so we even say Tiskabal. Right? There's no doubt, open up any siddur, you see it in front of you, that some of Kaddish is Aramaic, and most of Kaddish is in Aramaic, but some of it is Hebrew. Oseh shalom b'mermov, yaseh shalom aleinu. That's clearly Hebrew. Okay? Alright, so okay. Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yispar, Yisramam, these are Hebrew words. And then it quickly moves back to Aramaic, Shmei Dekudusha, Berichu, Leilam, and Kodesh. Okay. Alright, so the Kaddish plugs into a time where God's name or reputation will be known to all. the Christians refer to this war as Armageddon because of words in Zechariah. Right before that Haftarah, he refers to a destruction at Har Megiddon. And they just totally misplaced the point of that Har Megiddon was something that happened a long time ago in the time of Yoshiyahu. And it's not something in the future, it's something that happened already. Chapter 14 is indeed something in the future.
Related to that mountain?
Possibly. It says that the mourning in such a day will be similar to the mourning at Har Megiddon, at the loss of Yoshiyahu. Right, but they do with it what they do with it, you know, right?
Isn't it still, like, not certain, the whole thing, whether or not that will even happen?
What?
This war.
So, Bravanel explains this war in terms of an ideological battle, not necessarily one fought with weapons, right? Zechariah does refer to the battle that seems to be eerily close to a nuclear event. Look at the Haftarah and carefully and see.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, there's no doubt that these are very cryptic events. These things are very difficult to interpret. Obviously, they haven't happened yet, but. But some of these things Christians claim took place in the past. Some they're saying we're waiting for the future. Okay, a lot of their theologies are based on these last few chapters of Zechariah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the reason why we read about them on Sukkot. Well, it's patently obvious because Zechariah makes reference to sitting in the sukkah in order to be saved from these events, which makes perhaps makes a Bravanel consider that this is all allegorical or metaphorical. Right? When there's a war going on and bombs are falling and people's flesh are melting on as they stand, surely you shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah. You should be sitting in a bomb shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Zechariah says the only people who will be saved from these tragedies will be the people who sit in the sukkah.
But could he be referring to sukkah like Hashem's?
Of course.
Knafayim?
Hashem, only those who feel that they are protected by Hashem will survive this. Right. Okay. Let's continue. Shmei Rabba. Yesh Meforshim Shem Yud Hei Rabba. She'anu Mispalim Al Shem Yud Hei She'eno Shalem She'iskadel V'yachzor Shalem. So this interpretation is a Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, where it says Lav Yiskadel Shmei Shem Shem. You see how it's spelled Shem Mem Yud Hei. Now the problem with that is that. In this Siddur of the Gra, it's not spelled that way.
Yeah.
It's without the Yud. It's just Shin Mem Hei. Right? So Tosfos disagrees very sharply with this interpretation. He says, who is it? Who it is? It's the Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri was a student of Rashi, who wrote Nuschaos. He wrote Siddurim for holidays, for. Right, so a lot of Ashkenazic custom comes from him. So Machzor Vitri explains in Kaddish, you get it, Yehei Shem Yud Hei Rabbah Mevarach Lom Meil Maya. What's the pshat? When a Malik is described in Parshas B'Shalach, it says Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. God's hand is on His throne. Milchama Im Malik Midor Dor. That I'm going to. Hold a Moloch responsible in every generation for what they just did. So God's throne is spelled defectively. It's case, not kisei. And God's name is spelled defectively. It's not Yud-Kei, it's Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Right? It's four letters, not two letters. Now, God's name does appear as two letters in a few places. Right? Kol Neshama Tel Aliyah, Aliyah. Right? Aziv Izim Res Yahweh, Yeshua. Right? I'm not going to say that each one of those is something bad. But that's you know, God is talking. God doesn't usually refer to himself as Yud. So, Kibayachal, this is how the Michel understands it, that God's name has been shortened by Amalek's evil. Amalek's war is not only with people, it's with God. Right? Which was the Nazi war also, by the way. And they expressed it early on. Why the Christians came on, they said, well, let's get rid of the Jews and then we'll defend ourselves afterwards. But he was going after Christianity afterwards. Really. Right? There's no room for religion in his 1,000-year plan. So Lamaisa is Amalek turns God's name from four letters to two letters. So this is a prayer: may God's name Yud Hey be made bigger. Okay. Say okay. She's Gadal Yehzor Shalem Vizehu Leisa Geula. She's Nakem Me Amalek. See, she Mizaru Shal Esa. She Nishba Kodesh Baruch Hu Shelo Yehiya Shalem. Osh she is nakeim imenu, shnemar ki yod al kase ka. This is everything I just said. Right? Hashem lo nomar ki im ka yud hey, v'chisei lo nomar ki im kase, shnishba Hashem bimino uvekiso shelo yiyu shleimim ad shiyemachesh moshal amalek. God's seat and God's name are not shleimim until Amalek is wiped out. Aval ha she is nakeim imenu yiyeh Hashem shleim. V'gam ha-kisei, uv'lozeh rimeiz ha-kasuv b'amro, iva l'moshav lo. Get it? Iva l'moshav lo. The aleph gets added to case to become kisei, and the vav hey gets added to the yud hey to be God's full name. Os aleph l'ashlim ha-kisei, v'os yos yivav hey l'ashlim ha-shem. Okay, I'm going to stop there and comment a little further. Is that the Tosfos on Daf Gimel and Aleph and Pesachas Brachas that brings down this Machzev tree disagrees with this whole Mahalach. Okay, but I don't know why he writes here the Kosev HaAvudraham. Oh, he said he could bring it to take a look, to read for a little further. The Kosev HaAvudraham. Avudraham was a minute collector in the 14th century. David Avudraham. Very, very important collector of minhagim. You know a lot of our minhagim, Ashkenazim and Sephardim from his work. He was a Sephardi though. Shaperush hanal eino nachon ve'einav. The Avudraham brings down this perush and he says, I disagree with it. It's not correct. So then he says, ayein tosfos brachos gimel amud aleph dibra maschel v'onin. I'm just wondering why he quotes the Avudraham and then just says, go look at Tosfos. Because Tosfos is 200 years before the Avudraham. So, Tosfos and Brachas. All right. Anyway, Kishmei Rabbah, who Targum Shel Shmo HaGadol. Right? Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevarach Lamo Me'el Mayah means Yehei Shmo HaGadol. Not Shem Yudhei. Rambam means Shmo Gadol. How does the Avudraham know this? Is because there is a Gemara where God is talking to, I think it's Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Yossi, and God tells him a certain prayer that he should say, and that prayer is the Hebrew translation of Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevarach Lamo Me'el Mayah. And that's in Yuma, but it's in it's, and he says Yehi Shmei Rabbah is Yehi Shmo HaGadol. So then it doesn't mean Yehi Shem Yud Hey. It means Shmei Rabbah means Shmo HaGadol. That doesn't mean his name. It's, the name is already big. It's not the name is small. Now let's make it big. All right, that's what he writes here. This is the Avudraham. Says, Ki Shmei Rabbah, Targum Shel Shmo HaGadol. ki hakadosh nitkan b'loshem targum avur amei ha'aretz. That's another Tosfos. Right? Okay. That's really the reason why it's in Aramaic. It's it has nothing to do with the fact that the angels don't speak Aramaic and we don't want the angels to understand them. You hear that reason? It's true, there is a Gemara that says in Shabbos that the angels don't speak Aramaic, but no, the reason why Targum is in Aramaic is the same reason why Ksuv is in Aramaic. It's because these are things that everybody needs. Things that the masses are doing is going to be in Aramaic.
So they don't
the spoken it. Language.
But isn't it the opposite now? That's like the language that the least people understand?
I mean, I would think that if not for the Reform movement,
we'd say it in English?
We would have said more things in English.
That's interesting. Did they used to say things in German before the Reform movement? Yeah?
Amen. In other words, they sort of they trafed up so much. So I think they caused.
Amen.
Because they, you know, it's one thing to have to fit things in. Times for Shem Shemayim to enhance the mitzvah, but they were so lafris in the midah and so away from Torah and even in the Muna, so no one wanted to do anything that even smacks of such behavior.